This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play B-Migs.
B-Migs, don't be a loser. B-Migs, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Migs? I know Russ from Seattle is. Russ, are you there?
I'm here.
Russ, were you listening to the men's room around 5:40 on Friday to hear the cheat sheet?
No, sure didn't.
That's fine. That's good.
It's an even playing
field.
We're all
busy. Sometimes you just can't make things happen that you want to happen.
All right, Steve, get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Russ has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Oh, definitely ready.
If there are 26 bones in your foot, how many total bones are in both?
52.
Correct. Riverdance originated in what country?
Ireland.
Yes. Whose green Versace dress inspired the creation of Google Images?
Pass on that one.
M&M's fruit chews would eventually become what popular candy?
Fruit rolls?
No.
Pass.
Who was the first author to use a typewriter for a manuscript?
My old tale's name, Edgar Allan Poe?
No.
Bad.
What is the only continent in all four hemispheres?
Antarctica?
No.
Australia?
No.
Africa?
Yes. What is the name of the pet dinosaur in the cartoon The Flintstones?
Dino.
Correct. Who was the first president to visit all 50 states?
Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
No.
Theodore.
No. Russ, you got 4 correct.
Damn.
You really could have used the cheat sheet, I'll tell you, because you got all of those wrong. But you never know.
You never know.
Steve really didn't do that amazing.
No.
Earlier today, even though I
doubled the score of the other guy. I won.
Well, you didn't do amazing, and the guy really didn't do amazing, okay? But
I thought I did above average.
Barely. Steve, are you ready?
All right.
If there are 26 bones in your foot, how many total bones are in both?
Oh, man. 52.
Correct. Riverdance originated in what country?
Ireland.
Yes. Whose green Versace dress inspired the creation of Google Images?
I don't know. Green Versace dress. Kim Kardashian.
No.
Sharon Stone.
No.
Bette Midler.
No. M&M's fruit chews would eventually become what popular candy?
Starburst.
Yes. Who was the first author to use a typewriter for a manuscript?
Sticking the rapper M&M. I'm like, I'm so confused by this question. Author to use a typewriter? Stephen King?
No.
Mark Twain.
Yes. What is the only continent in all four hemispheres? How did you get that?
Pure luck. I have no idea about this one. Mark Twain?
No.
Pass.
What is the name of the pet dinosaur in the cartoon The Flintstones?
Dino.
Correct. Who was the first president to visit all 50 states?
I'm going to go with Nixon.
Yes. What Eyes Wide Shut actress co-stars alongside Zac Efron in the Netflix movie A Family Affair?
Nicole Kidman?
Correct. Wow, Steve.
A genius, apparently.
You are such a guesser, let me tell you. And you got 7 correct, which is a win. 7-4. Sorry, Russ.
It's all good.
Have a good one. Oh.
Wow.
That Nixon one. First guess, got it right.
Mark Twain?
Well, that one I feel like, I was just thinking of old authors.
I'm still impressed you know old authors, any of them.
I'm a very well-read individual.
Okay, one that Russ got correct, he did know the only continent in all four hemispheres is Africa.
And that's what I was going to guess.
Mm. And whose green Versace dress inspired the creation of Google Images, Taryn?
J-Lo.
Oh, it was a cheat sheet, huh?
It was.
Okay.
Well, and how could you ever forget J-Lo?
Remember with the deep V that went way down to like her belly button?
Woo!
For research purposes, I should probably...
Better Google it.
Google image this
Google
bad
image
boy.
It, yeah. Well, congrats on beating Russ.
This is... a little bit sad to talk about, but due to the decline of foot traffic after recent closings of many of their restaurants, Hooters may be filing for bankruptcy, Steve.
No!
Have you ever been to a Hooters? If so, we want to chat with you and test you to see how well you know the restaurant chain for being delightfully tacky yet unrefined.
Still one of the greatest slogans for a restaurant.
206-803-ROCK. If you have ever been to a Hooters, call in now. 206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls after Guns N' Roses.
The Daily Migs Show.
It could be the end of an era, Steve Migs. Hooters may be filing for bankruptcy. They've had a decline in foot traffic, recent closings of many restaurants, and it's just a sad day for those Hooters fans.
You gotta get down to Hooters.
What girl next door is looking like these Hooters girls? I want to live in that neighborhood.
Yeah. What you waiting for? You got to get down to Hooters. So get on up and get on down to Hooters.
Shocking with such a catchy jingle that they're filing for bankruptcy.
I know. I mean, I've only been to a Hooters a handful of times in my life, yep. But it was always very entertaining.
It was fun. We used to go a lot after hockey. We'd go there, like, get a couple drinks, you know. Grab some chicken wings, and then a Buffalo Wild Wings opened up, and then you're just like, well...
it's kind of their thing.
I mean, the wings are good at Hooters, but the wings are way better at Buffalo Wild Wings.
So the Hooters are better at Hooters.
I mean, it depends on who's working.
Yeah.
Well, they are saying that the company might try to continue to expand domestically and internationally, but still trying to navigate getting through all of this. But
I did love, I saw somebody on social media posted, we must save Hooters. It's an American institution on par with the Washington Monument and Mount Rushmore.
I mean, I don't necessarily disagree with that statement. But in honor of all of this Hooters madness, we want to put past Hooters customers to the test.
There we go. All right, so what we've done is we've come across some insane stories that have happened at a Hooters, or did they? And you have to tell us whether or not this story actually happened with a game called Hooters, real or fake.
Let's kick things off with Eric in Ording. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning.
So you've been to a Hooters before. What was your favorite part of Hooters besides the namesake?
Honestly, it was the wings. Burnt bacon on my cheeseburger.
See, I saw a lot of people say the cheeseburgers at Hooters, never had them, but the cheeseburgers were, like, incredible.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
One of my favorites.
So we're going to put you to the test, see if you know if this actually happened at a Hooters. It's called the Toyota Scandal. A waitress won a contest where the prize was a Toyota. Instead of getting a car, she got a toy Yoda figurine. Is that real or fake?
I'm going to say it was real.
It was real, and then she sued, and then they ended up getting her the car just to make up for the whole deceit.
That is bonkers. Juan from Tacoma, your turn to play the game.
All right, Juan.
Yes, ma'am.
We asked the last guy, what was your favorite thing about Hooters?
The wings.
The wings.
Oh, yeah.
All you can eat wings on Wednesdays.
Whoa.
But they need to bring Hooters back with that kind of a deal.
Yeah, dude. It sucked when they closed the one right here in Tacoma.
Dude, the Tacoma, are you a Pittsburgh Steelers fan by chance?
No, sir.
Okay.
No.
Because that was a big Steelers bar.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah, the one in Tacoma. Right. That was like a big hangout for on Sundays for game days. They would have a bunch of Steelers fans would show up. And
they didn't have all-you-can-eat wings on Sunday. So
that's that makes sense. All right, Juan, we're going to put you to test and see if you know how well these stories are, if they're true or not. This one's called The Drug-Dealing Waitress Ring. A group of Hooters waitresses in New York were busted for running a drug operation at a Hooters that they worked at. Is that Hooters real or fake?
True.
It is true. They were selling cocaine, oxy, to the customers right at the restaurant. Customers who were in the know had a special code word on the secret menu item.
Yep. What?
I remember.
You remember this? Okay.
Juan knows his Hooters.
He's like, I know the code word. The code word was, I want my food extra spicy. And then the waitresses knew that you wanted more than just hot wings.
Wow.
And then they would, this is the best part, they would deliver the drugs in small packets disguised amongst the other food orders. So like in like a condiments package or whatever, they would put the drugs in. And eventually, they got busted.
That's very impressive.
Yes.
We have Justin from Ferndale, our third competitor, ready to play the game.
All right, Justin.
Hey, good morning, guys.
When's the last time you've been to a Hooters?
Let's see here. I was 12 years old in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico.
Oh. Was it your birthday?
No, but it might as well have been. Oh, my God.
All right, this is your question. It's called the Chicken Wing Bandit. A man was banned from a Hooters in Georgia for smuggling wings outside in his cargo shorts. The staff caught on after he waddled out looking like the Michelin Man. When confronted, he tried to eat the evidence. Is that Hooters real or fake?
Well, after Juan's story, that actually sounds true.
Unfortunately, it's not. It was fake.
Dang it!
So, Danny, have you been to a Hooters?
Yes, I have later on in life. Like, it was like way late, and we went one time and it was fine. The greatest story I have about Hooters, though, was when we went to San Diego when I was about 10 years old. My mom and my aunt were looking for a place to eat. They did not know what Hooters was. So driving around, they're like, hey, look, that place looks good. It says restaurant Hooters. So they're like,
it's got a cute owl on the logo.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So they went in to check it out and they came out and they're like, we are not going into the Hooters. And my mom goes, you would love it because of their shorts. And I was like, because they had the orange shorts. And I never got to experience Hooters. So I was scared to go to Hooters for years because I thought that it was like something really bad in
there.
Like
the place where evil people
hang. Yeah.
Somebody said I did a radio commercial for Hooters back in the early 90s. I had to sing about crab legs to the Gershwin song Summertime.
Oh, my gosh.
Sarah, you've been to a Hooters, I'd imagine.
Of course. And I just recently went to the world's biggest one that's still in Las Vegas.
Oh, that's right.
Yes, and it was kind of sad, to be honest.
Times have changed.
It needs a little love.
Hooters is past its prime.
Yeah, I think it just needs a makeover.
Oh.
Well, I remember the first time I ever went was it was my birthday. My buddies from work, they're like, let's go to the Hooters when South Lake Union
of
had
course.
A Hooters right there on the water. I'm like, all right. Did not realize what they do when they find out your birthday and I'm standing on a stool with like a pot and a pan and they're singing and I'm like, I hate you guys. And now I understand that you wanted to go here not because of the hot chicks, but because you knew that I was going to be embarrassed like this.
Humiliate this man.
Oh, it's awful.
The internet is currently losing its collective mind over the new season of Love is Blind, as some are making incest allegations, Steve.
Wait, don't look at me. Have you seen my search history? What's going on here?
We're going to go straight to the comments at 8:20.
The Daily Migs Show.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast.
Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
Love is Blind is in its eighth season.
Is that Netflix?
Yes. Okay. All the episodes are up streaming on Netflix right now. And in these episodes, you see everything from honeymoons to moving in together, meeting friends and family.
So this is the show where the premise is that you marry the person before you even see them?
Yeah.
No.
Get engaged.
Yeah. You get engaged. Okay. And then you figure out whether or not you want to marry him.
Yeah.
Sorry. Riveting.
Yeah.
So one of the more talked about couples is Dave and Lauren. Not so much because of their relationship, but because of Dave's relationship with his sister.
Yeah.
Yes. So it's a very hot topic online, which means that we have to go straight to the comments.
We found some of those comments. We figured who better to read them than a man who has starred in so many great romantic comedies. A man who truly does know love. Star of films like 50 First Dates. And Wedding Singer.
Yeah.
And Big Daddy. Adam Sandler himself. I mean, when you think of romance, you think of Adam Sandler, right?
Of course.
Okay, so we've got robot Adam Sandler reading some of these comments about this season's season's Love is Blind with the sister that's a little too close to the one guy.
Please.
Are you ready for the first comment?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Poor Lauren, she's in love with a man that has a weird, unhealthy obsession with his sister. F***ing strange.
All right, so you're not watching the show.
No.
I'm not watching the show, but Danny and Sarah, you're both watching the show.
Yeah.
What is going on with the sister?
So essentially, every time he talks to a girl, one of the women in the Love is Blind, he always says, like, I'm not sure my sister is going to like this. I'm not sure my sister is going to approve of this. I'm not sure. Like, he always brings his sister in, and he talks about, like, how she's going to be mad that he's dating, like, these random women on the show.
I think it's good to have someone that's, like, your compass in a sense, but I always think it's weird when people are that close to their siblings.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm over here like I'm really close with my siblings.
That's why I was looking at you when I was... All right, let's check out our next comment.
Dave just needs to go on the new Netflix show, Incest is Best, with how obsessed he is with his sister.
Ew!
So are you noticing? Is there an obsession with the guy?
Okay, for me, this is actually a spoiler alert, this entire thing. So
oh,
thanks.
Our bad.
Yeah, I didn't know Dave and Lauren ended up together. I'm not that far, Steve.
Oh, don't blame me.
No.
Blame Adam Sandler.
Oh. Yeah, okay, thanks, Adam, for these comments.
We're on to the next comment from Adam Sandler.
I hate this show, yet I watch it all the time.
Oh, yeah.
I need help.
Yeah.
It's one of those ones you just can't look away, yeah?
I've had shows like that where I'm like, why am I still watching this show?
Yep.
I need to just give it up, but then you're so invested.
Can't stop.
I tried watching Love is Blind the first season. I'm like, all right. It's kind of like too hot to handle. All those reality dating shows are kind of fun at first, but then I'm like, this is just too much for my brain.
I couldn't even get through all of the first episode, Steve. I'm with you.
A couple more comments about this season's Love is Blind.
Why do any of you assholes even care about this show? It's not even entertaining. It's just dumb. Tune out.
Thanks, Adam. You hear that?
Yeah.
It's just dumb.
Yeah. Big Daddy told you to stop watching it.
You're going to still watch it, Big Daddy.
That's why we watch it, because it is dumb.
Yeah.
All right, one more comment about Love is Blind.
If Dave's sister ever goes on The Bachelorette, I swear Dave would apply to vie for her love. Hashtag Dave is gross. Hashtag Dave wants his sister.
That is so harsh.
I would watch that too, to be honest.
I kind of want to watch Love is Blind just to see this relationship between him and his sister.
No.
To see why people think it's so weird.
Well, speaking of weird relationships, Dave Grohl's mistress has been revealed.
Yeah.
And there's a really odd twist to the story. We're going to tell you what's trending after Soundgarden.
The Daily Mix Show.
Daily Mix Show.
We know that you're probably just waking up and getting started with your morning, sipping on your coffee and trying to make sense of everything going on in the world. And pop culture is like a vast wasteland, isn't it?
Absolutely.
We're going to help you out by telling you what's trending.
What's trending on the Daily Mix Show?
Back in September, Dave Grohl revealed that he had fathered a child out of wedlock.
What?
And for the longest time,
this is news to me.
We've all been saying, who is the woman? Who is the other woman? Well, we finally know. Her name is Jennifer Young. She's 38 years old. She's a rock music enthusiast from LA. I think she's also like a horror movie producer.
Okay, so why don't they say that? Like, what, I saw that in a few articles where they just called her a rock music enthusiast. And then, of course, like you read the comments, which are not very complimentary or nice. But so a lot of people kept saying, is rock music enthusiast like the PC way to say groupie? Because that kind of does sound that way.
Yeah, she's worked as like a personal assistant in LA for some, you know, actors and things of that nature. Like she's definitely in the fold.
I'm glad you said that, because I mean that would have been nice if like some of these articles
like
would
lead
say
with that
38 year old, you know, like the things you just said, as opposed to
rock music enthusiast. Yeah, so her name's Jennifer Young, and now we've seen her face.
Did you hear the twist?
What's the twist?
The craziest part of this story is that Dave Grohl's first wife. Do you know her name?
Jordan Bloom.
No, Jennifer Young.
Or what?
Wait.
Someone said that there was a few articles saying that his very first wife's
name. Wait, he was married before Jordan?
I guess. I don't know.
What?
I've been seeing a lot of comments saying his very first wife's name was Jennifer Young.
Oh. Okay, that's bonkers.
It's Jennifer Youngblood.
Youngblood.
His first wife.
Oh.
I don't know why, but that's kind of crazy.
That's so really crazy. Weird.
Yeah. So you go from Jennifer Youngblood, and then you have an affair with someone named Jennifer Young?
Yes.
Stay away from the gens.
Or if your last name's Young or Blood, you have a chance with Dave Grohl, apparently.
God.
That is just insane. So who knows still what's going to happen with the Foo Fighters, or now who knows what's going to happen with Nirvana?
They've been doing all these little reunion shows, and I mean, who knows? Yeah.
All right, so we've been hearing about this story that involves the Toronto plane crash or the Delta plane that ended up being upside down. And then now the most recent thing we heard was that the airlines is offering $30,000, no strings attached, to anybody that was on the plane, just as to kind of make up for the quote-unquote inconvenience of being traumatized by ending up crashing the plane, being upside down. Some people were hurt by it, so obviously $30,000 for a few of these people is not going to cover those medical bills. But Nate Ritchie was interviewed. He's one of the guys that was on the plane, and they asked him, hey, are you going to take the airline's $30,000 offer? And here's what he had to say.
I have received the communication regarding the $30,000. I have forwarded it to my attorney for review to understand what it is, what it means.
First, I would the exact same thing I would do, because I'd be like, no strings attached, sure. And then I would look at the contract and be like, I don't understand like 90% of what's being said in this contract. Can somebody look this over and
help,
tell me? Right.
As far as, is it fair? I haven't slept in days. You know, the emotional stress, I almost can't explain it. Is my mental health worth $30,000?
I don't get a lot of sleep, and nobody's giving me any money. So, yeah.
Okay, if you were in that situation, would you take the $30,000, or would you be?
I would do what he's doing and check with a lawyer first to be like, hey, if I take this, can we still be a part of like a big loss? You know, because I mean, I feel like there's a big lawsuit waiting to happen.
Absolutely.
And I'd be really sad at myself if I took the $30,000, because I would probably want to take it. And then you find out like the guy that was sitting right next to you on that plane now has like $8 million.
Oh boy!
You know what I mean? What about you?
I'm the same. I think I would hold out and lawyer up and see what happens.
That all being said, I think the trauma of, if I didn't get hurt, of being upside down, maybe losing some sleep, and I'm not questioning that, the mental anguish of that. I got to imagine that's traumatizing. But to me, I'm like, yeah, $30,000 will make me a lot happier if you hooked me up with $30,000.
I just feel like in this day and age, $30,000 doesn't go as, you know, nearly as far as it used to.
Oh,
like,
gosh.
That's going to be gone before you know it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'd probably spend it like within a day. There's a lot of new sneakers that I'm getting hit up on my targeted ads on Facebook for, and they're not cheap.
There's a 46-year-old man in Pennsylvania who won a $57,000 jackpot at a Pennsylvania casino earlier in the month, but he's not going to be able to get it because he has a gambling problem, and he'd previously banned himself from this casino.
I didn't even know you could do this.
I didn't either. Here is Doug Harbach of the Pennsylvania Gaming Control Board explaining what the self-excluded ban is all about.
They have an option of 1 year,
5 years or a lifetime ban. It is enforced if they enter a casino while on the list, with penalties for trespassing, and that includes a fine, and also forfeiture of all winnings achieved during the visit.
Oh my God.
Could you imagine?
That's brutal.
I mean, he set it up. So, yeah. I mean, it's not like, yeah, that's on him. I mean, you clearly do have a gambling problem, whether you won a lot of money or not, but that's just bonkers.
What if it was like his wife that made him do it?
Oh.
Like, we're getting divorced unless you ban yourself from the casino.
And how bad is the gambling problem that you've blackballed yourself from going to a casino?
Ouch.
I think about, like, in my 20s, I wish I had the ability to, like, ban myself from, like, a McDonald's because, like, I was eating there, like, three times a day. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You show up like, Steve, you can't eat here.
Oh, no. They have your picture up in the back.
You've just hit 280 pounds, Steve.
Oh. Well, how would you like a shot at beating Steve? We have one final opportunity for you to do so this morning. And this man has a record of 52 wins, 27 losses, and 15 ties in 2025. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 850.
The Daily Migs Show.